Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Here we're on the air on this Monday, April the 5th, 2021. Off and running, and we hope you can hear everything perfectly. That is the goal this morning, because we did move, and a lot of times when the configuration of the room is changed, it changes how the microphones sound. But we hope everything is good at this particular point. Now, I think we're going to be joined by Linda Sims at some point in this hour. Her show today will be on... Now, Adam's flipping out over here. What's going on, Adam? Yeah, let me turn your mic on. Okay, go ahead.
We need, like, the adapter thingy for the headphones.
Well, the headphone thing is there. You don't have an adapter? We got rid of the headphones because they were all a mess.
Okay, well, the problem is when people call, I won't be able to hear them.
There's an adapter over here.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm using it on this line, so you'll be able to hear them during your show. Okay. But no, we'll see if we can dig those out at some point. I don't know where they got put, but we did not put those headphones back out because they had seen better days.
Oh, the Sennheisers that were kind of in multiple pieces?
7 years old. They had been around for a while.
Headphones, they age like computers, don't they?
They do. Well, you know what? It's just very odd to me that for 7 years we've been using the same main computer and the same antenna, and in the same seven-day period, both of them went down.
Yeah, well, my previous college guest, Dr. Joyce Brothers, was kind of saying things come in threes and sevens. Of course, she also said it would be our kid's lifetime before we see a female president or vice president. But, you know, two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf said.
You know, I was listening to the TuneIn last night after I worked on this problem yesterday, this transfer, and TuneIn sounded great last night.
Yeah, it's much better. The underwater sound has improved. It's not great. Listening in the car, I was coming from approximately Simmerlot Hoffman and 4, and Barks Road, Newcore, railroad tracks, of course, it was a train I had to stop for, of course, and City Line. That's where it came in. Before that, I heard the Gospel Station, which is out of, I guess, Circleville. Awfully strong signal. And then suddenly I heard your dulcet tones, and then I heard Ted the Golden Voice, and sure enough... We were ruling the airwaves, but normally I've gotten the station to the north end of Delaware, to Hills Miller Road, and upper, you can get it in most of upper. I haven't been to Bucyrus in a while, but it comes in there on a good day, certainly anywhere in the county. Again, Waldo is pretty much the line, and so we're maybe at a quarter of the wattage we normally are, but once we fix that, we will be bigger and stronger than ever.
Well, it's interesting. You know, right now we're relying on the tune-in. Now, Jody, one of our listeners, called in this morning and said because of the signal issue, she was listening on tune-in and the website, and it sounded good. But then we had another report that said, no, the tune-in. Now, see, I think tune-in has a lot to do with connection, because I don't know how Jody could be hearing us good on the website and tune-in. But other people are not. Now, Jody, if you're still out there listening, if you're hearing this on TuneIn, give us a buzz, or the website, either way, because it's all coming from the same place. 740-383-9944. How do we sound on TuneIn, or our friend Mary? I don't know if she's out there listening this morning.
Mary B.
Haven't heard from her, but I know she, since the transmitter issue, has been listening on her Alexa. Now, that would be from TuneIn. So how are we sounding on Alexa right now? How are we sounding on the website? How does Adam sound now that we have a guest microphone working? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And do I sound good right now? Because I switched it back to one. Everybody said one of the four sounded the best. So that's where we are right now. We're on one. And... am I coming in clear? Is Adam coming in clear? 740-383-9944. So there you go. That's the way you have it.
It's almost like when you go to the eye doctor, Scott, they kind of flip that little lens and say, does one look better? Does two look better? Does three look better? And this is kind of the same thing. Now we're kind of, I guess ironically, having previously been at the hearing aid place, we're kind of taking a little hearing test, little signal test. And
well, now here comes the report. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
You're sounding great on my Alexa.
Now, see, now Adam said ours sounded a little underwater on TuneIn, which is the same place Alexa's coming from, so I don't know the difference.
Well, talking to you on the phone, listening to you, you know, on my phone right now, you sound really, really far away, which you haven't in the past.
So the phone sounds far away, but Alexa sounds good.
Yeah, and with, you know, when you did the test of the 1, 2, 3, and 4, number 1 was coming in, you know, the best for me.
Yeah, well,
but
I switched
back to talking to you on the phone, you sound really far away.
On the phone, I sound far away?
Yeah, you do.
Now, how does TuneIn sound?
Again, on the Alexa, fine.
But on the phone, different.
Yeah, you sound, you know, speaking to you right now, you sound really far away. I don't know if anybody else has experienced that. You sound different to me now than when I've called in before.
That's interesting. I don't know why on the phone, I don't know why it would be different on the phone than
I
on...
I don't know either.
So TuneIn coming,
really
So TuneIn coming out of the phone sounds differently than TuneIn coming out of Alexa.
Yeah, I guess so.
You'll
have to ask everybody else.
Yeah, we'll have to see what's going on. Well, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know why TuneIn off the Alexa, which is where Alexa pulls. It pulls off the TuneIn app is sounding differently than the telephone, but there you go. 740-383-9944. Let us know. Now, we got a message here from... who did we get a message from here? I think it was Jody. Sent a message in who said we were coming in crystal clear. Apparently the response to the call sounds strange. But, crystal clear again? Okay, there you go.
Just turn the heat off because it's going to start warming up. But we'll get in the logistics and comfort level in the station taken care of, and this will be bigger and better than ever, my friends.
Well, you know, I don't know what. So, being a computer person, now why do you think coming off an Alexa we would sound fine, and coming off a cell phone we would not?
The frequency response. I mean, a cell phone is not a fancy stereo with the subwoofer and the big booming sound. Alexa, kind of like almost like a Bose speaker where it looks small, but the sound's pretty powerful. I have an Alexa in my room, and, you know, I just talk to it. I say, Alexa, play WWGH, and the lady goes, playing WWGH 107.1 on Amazon Music. So I think this the sound quality, and cell phone depends upon the phone you have, and, you know, people drop them. The sound takes a bit of a vacation. So Alexa, I think, is designed more for better fidelity. And now, of course, talking, you don't need the frequency response of rock and roll. But there's a difference. And the car radio, you know, my car radio is pretty good. It was a little bit tinny, but the underwater sound was better. So all in all, I think it was an improvement.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you sound good and clear, but your phone does sound a long ways off.
So when I'm talking to you through the telephone, it sounds a long way off.
Yes, that's the other. The Lexus and everything else sounds good yet.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, thank you.
That's on the west side again.
On the west side. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there we go. That's very interesting because over the radio, coming through the tuners, I guess we sound okay. But coming through the cell phones, we sound a little funny at this particular point. For whatever reason, and I don't know. So there you go. That's where we are.
Turn the heat off and the fan on. That'll make it nice and comfortable in here. Doesn't it smell good, Scott?
It smells nice.
We have a floral garden kind of a scent here at the new digs.
It'll be nice when Linda joins us here momentarily, because Linda has not been here, and also it'll be good to have two people on the air at the same time to see how that sounds.
It reminds me, because Sims Brothers Recycling, no relation to Linda from what I understand, that's where the station comes in really good when you're from the Southwest. So it kind of reminds me, yeah, but again, my understanding is she's not related to them.
Somebody just let me know that they heard the ambulance drive by.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it, I guess at that point, that's the way it goes.
It adds to the ambiance of being right here in the city.
Well, if an ambulance ever comes and picks any of us up, I guess we will know that they are here without question. So, what did you want to talk about in regard to, well, first of all, what's coming up on the show today?
Well, we will take telephone calls, we can talk politics, baseball controversy. You can play Stump the DJ, give a line from a song from the 70s or 80s where I claim to be a walking music encyclopedia, and I will finish singing the song or let you know the title, artist, and year, or maybe even the album that it comes from. We can ask technology questions, offering free technical support. You have a computer problem I can solve through a phone call. Or just call and say, hi, Adam, how are you doing? That's fine, too. I'll probably talk about our private email server, because I always do that, and I'll be promoting all the great programming on the station, Mike Wilson, the aforementioned Linda Sims, Interviewer to the Stars, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and much, much more.
Go ahead, caller.
Adam sounds a lot better than you do. Your sounds a little raspy. Your sounds more clear.
Sounds a little raspy. Now, apparently it depends on which radio people are using.
Well, maybe you're a little closer to your mic than he is, and you hear a little feedback from your voice or something.
It could be.
This sounds good and clear. Well, yours is a little bit fuzzy.
A little fuzzy.
Your fuzzy is a better connotation.
Well, we will keep working on it.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, there's that. You know, see, I had everything set here last night, and when it was set here, people said that sounded mushy. But I don't know. I don't know if this sounds mushy or not. It very well may sound mushy. But let me know. We want to know how the mics sound this morning as we are in a new location. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And with the change comes a lot of changes, and one of those is the frequency of the microphones in the new studio. And I always forget to turn that down. All of a sudden, I've forgotten to turn that down all the way. So now, how does it sound? Because that would affect it as well. When you leave the phone pot up after somebody's already hung up, that affects a lot of things. Okay, so how does this sound? Everything's back to actually where it was in the old studio at this point. Now, if this doesn't sound mushy, we'll all be very, very happy. All right. What do you make, Adam?
I think trying to make sure I look presentable here on the live video that I'm doing. I want to say hi to Nick in the United Kingdom, longtime friend of mine who listens and watches. Yep, out there in Wales. He is listening loud and clear. He even gave me a song lyric, and I think I got it. Yep, he said very quick. Well, you know, we don't waste any time here. When it's a song between 73 and 87, I pretty much know it, and if I don't, well, that's okay. I know most of them.
Well, now, how's it coming through on his cell phone? How's he listen?
Probably not listening over the air, because he is in Wales.
That's right. So how's his cell phone?
Nick, go ahead and message me and let me know how it's coming in. I would assume it's coming in fairly well. He hears the live video, but Nick, why don't you listen through the website, wwgh1071.com, and let me know how it sounds, or through TuneIn. He'll let us know. You know, it's 2:30 there in Wales, so. Well, we have listeners. We have Lewis S., our very dedicated listener in Arizona. Hopefully you're listening, Lewis, up at 6:30 in the morning. Nick listening in Wales. People listening all over the country. A few of my friends, I recruit them. I bribe them with coffee, so they're up and ready to listen, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Nick said, Facebook loud and clear. Want to say hi to Scott in Northern Kentucky? He's actually a radio disc jockey himself. He works for a country station. He's a very good DJ, so be sure to listen to his show. He listens. We talk politics on the air sometimes. Talk about, he's a big Reds fan. So, Scott, thank you for listening. Oh, my goodness. You know who's watching? My sister.
Oh, that's nice.
Amanda, my beautiful sister, thank you for watching. Don't mind, your brother doesn't look that good in the morning. But thank you for watching. Really appreciate it. You know, in 2021, there are ways of keeping in touch with family and friends, and this is one of them.
Well, I guess it would be. It's a whole new world when it comes to technology.
We have listeners in New York State, in the UK, in Kentucky, and someone else. Oh, and Ricky in Florida. We have a very diverse geographical sampling of listeners. Kentucky, Florida, two other listeners. I'm not quite sure where they are. New York State. Of course, you were in my sister's neighborhood about 8 days ago.
Just about.
She lives in Queens, and you were just a little west of there visiting one of your friends, and the wife of that friend. I guess she's also a friend. But New York City, Scott, it's a great place.
I like the view. Very nice. Marlo Thomas I found to be very nice. Now, it was a momentary meeting, but I liked her.
Yeah, that girl. Daughter of Danny Thomas, I do believe. Phil Donahue, you look really good. You looked happy. Looked happy to see you.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time.
My mom, it's so sad my mom passed away so young because she loved Phil Donahue. We would watch every single day, watch the guests. Phil was such a, Mr. Donahue. Did you call him Mr. Donahue or did you call him Phil?
I think both.
Okay, because it's kind of a running joke. What did you call Marlo? Do you call her like?
Marlo.
Because, you know, we have Marlo and Marla.
Go to Marlo.
We're
going to take the call here.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm on the east side of town, and you're getting another station bleeding over into Eagles.
Yeah, that's the east side. That's where that Circleville station's coming. Until we get the antenna fully fixed, we'll have to work that out. Now, did the mushiness ever get any better?
Well, that's all better now, yes.
Oh, so I still...
Where's your new studio?
Well, we're going to announce that here momentarily, but so
I don't know yet, huh?
No, we don't know. I don't know where I am at this particular point. So I sound better now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're getting some bleed over from that circular station.
Okay. Well, I love it.
Boy, they do just boom right in.
Nick said it sounds squeaky and raspy, but clearest on Facebook. He was listening on myradiostream.com, so it kind of depends how you're listening.
I mean,
really, nothing beats the old-fashioned method, but we're not going past Barks Road. And we're in town, but I said I've gotten the station well into Delaware County, and I've gotten it in Upper. So we will be better, bigger and better and wonderfuler than ever.
See, I don't know what raspy means over the radio. I know what a raspy voice is.
It's kind of like Nina Blackwood or Bonnie Tyler. You know, you listen to 80s on 8, you know, Nina Blackwood's got that raspy voice. I guess we kind of sound like, you know, or Bonnie Tyler. I'll start singing Total Eclipse of the Heart, maybe. And
I don't know. Raspy would be beyond me. I'm not really sure what raspy
Your voice isn't
like.
Very raspy.
Well, no, I just don't know what raspy would mean
it's
on...
kind of hoarse, like Nina Blackwood, or a lot of...
Horse.
Like...
So we sound hoarse.
She was
morning.
An MTV DJ, and a lot of good singers are raspy. Kenny Rogers was a bit raspy. We just passed the one-year anniversary of his passing, so big fan of his, of course. Bonnie Tyler, she's probably the most well-known raspy female singer, with her great hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes, big song from my early adulthood. So that, I guess, we're kind of sounding like that. But your voice, Scott, isn't raspy. Mine is raspy at times. So I think it's just the signal. Maybe some distortion happens sometimes.
Well, it's hard to tell. I guess we'll figure out as the day goes along.
Yeah.
But, you know, yesterday at Easter dinner, one thing I was talking about that I don't really like. You know, when somebody dies, I don't understand why... people go to their Facebook page and comment.
You're just celebrating their legacy. I was really sad about Kenny Rogers, and when I was driving up here, I heard Lulu do the promo, of course, for my show, and she talked about Kenny Rogers, that he was a really good guy, and everything. You know, I don't know the guy, obviously. Would have loved to have met him, so I'm obviously a big fan, but heard that he was just a good person. Like John Ritter, also, someone else I never had the chance to meet, who passed away much too young, an enormous talent, and I've never heard one thing about him from people that have met him. So kind of a similar thing, somebody you miss, and just appreciate the diversity of Kenny Rogers' his music, and nice that you have this second-degree connection that Lulu had met him and only said very good things about him. So you kind of celebrate the legacy.
No, I'm talking about people who go to their faces at Facebook page and comment like they're talking to them.
It's just that we miss them. I mean,
yeah, but see, they can't read that.
Right, but we want to celebrate their legacy. So many great musicians that have passed away in my lifetime. John Lennon, I mean, that was a long time ago, but his impact on the world and on music will last forever.
Well, I understand that. I don't have any problem with recognizing when somebody has died. I think that's what the funeral and the memorial service and all that's about. But I don't understand why people go to Facebook and write them a message as if they can read them. I mean, if they talk in first person to them. You know, you were so great. I'll miss you so much. Well, they can't read that.
Right. I don't know. I mean, it's just sad when somebody you've listened to or watched your entire life passes, especially if it's a surprise. I mean, John Ritter was a surprise. And yeah, I follow the Three's Company Facebook page. They talk about him every day. And other shows that he's been on, he was the minister on the Waltons.
They're still talking about him every day.
He was on a really funny Love Boat episode, which I've seen on Pluto TV. Does today's talent measure up to what we had back in the 70s and 80s? It doesn't even come close.
They're still talking about John Ritter every day.
On the Three's Company page, there are a plethora of comments.
It's been 19 years.
You just watch the show, Scott, and you realize the talent that he had.
Yeah, but he's been dead for 19
right.
years.
But it's sad.
We all got to go.
Because
this is the problem. People are not comfortable with their own mortality. But it's coming.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Nick said his voice is smooth normally, but this sounds like he is talking into a tin can that is coming down a string. You both are smooth on Facebook.
Yeah, it's the echo.
So that's the official word from the United Kingdom in Wales.
Well, this happened when we were in Beltown.
That's kind of the irony. We were in a hearing aid place, so you would think we would be judging how people are hearing the station through frequency response and clarity.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Nope, our caller left us.
Well, if that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything you would like to say. This morning here on the station, Linda Sims should be joining us momentarily, is my understanding. So hopefully we'll hear from Linda before the morning's up here in the next 23 minutes. First time we would have two people in the studio at the same time. As long as we can take care of the echo, I think that would fix the majority of these problems.
I would say.
So maybe we'll get there at some point. Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller?
I think the caller's having trouble getting through. Keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Here we are, Monday, April the 5th, 2021.
That's a nice new modem we have there.
Yeah, that's nice. The phone people brought that on Friday.
Yep, we're on the frontier of excellent telecommunication technology.
So everything worked out okay as far as that particular issue went.
In phones, the end, the good guys and good girls always win.
But boy, there was a lot getting there.
There was over a bit the of a, some growing pains, learning curve.
Are you there, caller?
Well, you got a longer delay now than what you used to have, I think. But anyhow, you know, Scott, your voice is very, very good voice on the radio. I don't know how we're going to elaborate on the good, but it's the most better voice that I heard a lot of announcers on radios. But your voice, what they're talking about is rusty or grabby or this or that or whatever it may be. That's just the reception you're getting over the radio sometimes that makes it that way. You said there when we had 1, 2, 3, 4 voices, that last one was like a real deep voice. But I didn't know if that had anything with your tuning or not, but I just thought I'd told you that and tell you that you do it, yeah. You got a good voice, and all your words are pronounced really clearly and everything. I've never had it, and I got a little hearing problem, not enough to have a hearing aid, but you got a good voice. So it isn't your voice, per se. It's just through the reception.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, there we go.
I'm not sure what he said, but it sounded fun.
Yeah, well, of course it did. But, I think when people die, we just have to decide that they have died. And you can remember them if you want. You can talk about them every so often. But to go on and on forever, 19 years later, you got to let it go.
John Ritter also passed away at a very young age. It was kind of a surprise. And also, he had a heart condition.
Hey, here we go.
Linda Sims.
Linda Sims is going to join us here momentarily.
Scenery, improve the scenery in this studio.
Give an update on what's coming on later on here on the station.
You'll be dressed so well, Linda, I tell you. You are just the best dressed. I can't imagine you not being attired in anything other than the classiest of outfits.
Oh, Linda Sims is here with us. Linda, how you doing? It's been a while.
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you? It has been a while.
It has been. Here we are in the new digs. What do you think?
You haven't been here before, have you?
No. I've been by here trying to find it. No address. I'm like, it has to be this house.
Oh, yeah. It's here.
It has to be this one.
Right. Pretty nice.
You saw the automobile parked in the official VIP parking space.
Yes, I did. I'm thinking, who's Caddy? Not Cadillac?
Yeah. A cheap Cadillac. That's all I can afford on a radio announcer salary.
And here we are. We don't have to pass through the lobby anymore. We don't have to use a key to go down to the facilities. We don't have to do a lot of those things anymore. So it's kind of nice.
It is.
To have freestanding.
It's very quaint.
Yes.
And, original woodwork.
Oh,
so
I love
what
it.
About this big announcement, Scott?
It smells like a florist in here, does it not?
Which is nice.
It is. It's nice to have we've had some other smells in the studio from some people who've been in the studio.
Yes.
Those smells have emanated.
Yes.
We won't say who those people are.
Not a word, my friends.
No. So, Linda, today, 4 to 5, voice of the people. Who's on? Who's on tap today?
I'm having Tim Jones again and Kimba Hubbard. They're having a singles conference at TGP. April the 17th, and they will be discussing online dating.
Now, Tim Jones, how old is he?
I think he said he was 35, somewhere between 30 and 35, yeah.
I knew a Tim Jones once, and I wasn't sure if it was the same guy or not, but I don't think he'd be that old yet.
And maybe not. I don't know.
It could be a different guy. So, but this is all they've been on before, and basically their thrust is
dating to be married, not just dating.
Now, with them being on, what have we learned so far?
So far, I have learned that you have to become what you want. I've learned that. That's very important, you know, on both ends. If a guy is looking for a girl, then he has to become what he wants. Like, you make a list of what you want, what you don't want, what you like, what you don't like, and learning who you are personally, yourself.
You know, when I was up with Phil Donahue last weekend.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
And I was
so jealous.
I know. Wasn't it great?
Yes.
I was talking to he and Marlo, and they have just wrote a book on marriage.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that they believe that the key to being married is both people have to want to be married.
Yes,
and I think that's probably true.
Yes.
But I don't think most people do want to be married.
I think some people want to be married the way they want to be married.
Yeah, and it's wrong.
That is wrong.
Because he talked about how, you know, there's the engagement and everybody plays around with that, and then there's the honeymoon and everybody plays around with that, and then there's the bride and she comes out and doesn't every bride look beautiful, and the husband's in the tuxedo, and then there's the wedding pictures, and then you go straight from there to the reception, and the reception to the honeymoon, and then you get back from the honeymoon and it's then what?
It's over.
Then what? Now you got to be married.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a big problem.
That is a big problem.
And then the divorce comes.
I know.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad. Well, Linda's going to stick with us here the rest of the program, 17 minutes. Now, Adam, talk about the move.
Okay. Well, we have had several different locations, as you probably know. A couple inside the mall. I want to say hi to Tyler in the great capital city, originally from Oklahoma, but I think he's in the capital city currently. So thank you for watching, as well as everybody else who's been watching our video and listening online. So, the last studio we had, it's a good location right in the middle of downtown, but we had some issues, which we won't get into. And among the managers at the station, one of them is kind of in the real estate business.
Praise God.
I think his first name is also a name from the Old Testament.
Adam?
Even though, Linda, because you know much more about religion than I do.
Oh.
David? We have somebody named David around here?
No.
Luke?
I think the first...
First man, Adam, first, right?
That's right.
Oh, that one. Okay, I remember now. Of course, I'm not...
He ate the apple, though, didn't he?
Well, that's fine. I like apples.
Yeah.
That doomed us forever?
Apples are good for you.
Didn't he eat the apple that doomed us forever?
So it was disobedience. That's
it was. He was very disobedient.
Yes.
This gentleman was charged with the responsibility of locating a new domicile for the talking place. And after some legwork, brain work, and other kinds of work, located said domicile. And we are now in said domicile. We're all happy. It got the seal of approval from the other VIPs at the station, including the gentleman who is good friends with Phil or Mr. Donahue or whatever he calls him. And we are at our new location. And you might ask, well, where is this new location? Let me first ask Linda. Of course, you haven't really seen the entire domicile, but what do you think so far?
So far, it's nice. I mean, and it's ours.
Yeah, it's
that's right.
Yes.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does smell real good.
Freestanding.
Freestanding.
Yes, it's a freestanding. And so Adam has many roles here at the station. Production, three shows a week at least. Things behind the scenes.
Now, when did you start referring to yourself in third person? When did this happen?
They do that on Seinfeld sometimes.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Seinfeld kind of does that.
Did you pick up on that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Go ahead. No, I just wondered.
But
I don't want to break
He's doing trivia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got it.
But anyway, our new address. Can I have a drum roll, please, Scott? Drum roll. Can you play the Jefferson theme song there on the computer, or should I just sing it? You can sing, don't you, Linda?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
What Jefferson song?
Move it on up.
Oh.
Well, we're not really on. We were on the east side, but we're actually on the southwest side.
Southwest.
And southwest.
Our new address, boys and girls, and we're announcing at 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, is 523 South Prospect Street.
But we're not taking visitors.
No, not currently.
Because we're not equipped for that yet.
Right. We will be soon. We will have festivities, but we are right near Washington and Prospect, which is Route 4, Mary and Marysville Road, just southwest edge of downtown. Beautiful location, lots of parking, really cool domicile, thanks to the help of, again, the aforementioned person. And we're liking it here.
Yeah,
and
it's nice.
Smells good. Linda likes
it. Amen. Yes, I
do.
The smell is very important.
I want to be sure Linda and our other valued members of our air staff and air team enjoy the place.
Oh, yes.
I think you would tell me if you didn't like it. I know you would.
So, oh, yeah. It's nice. It's really nice.
Very cool.
Now, could you take it if somebody told you they didn't like it? Like, let's say somebody wanders in here
That's
this
fine.
Week and says, I
can think of people, Scott, who don't like us. And
oh,
matter,
I don't mind that.
It doesn't matter what we do or where we are or how we sound. They are going to find a way to belittle us. But that's okay. We don't mind.
We're standing line.
We are thick-skinned.
Amen. Amen.
We are very thick-skinned around here, folks.
You know, we just came off Easter, and I believe that Jesus was persecuted that way, too.
Oh, definitely.
There you go.
They did not like him. Did
no.
They did not like his message.
Yeah. You are the religious expert, Linda. So
and you saw what happened to them.
I'll defer to you.
Hey, now, had Jeff Porter, he been in recently?
Yes, he was, last Tuesday.
Now, is the end of the world still coming?
He says it's still coming.
Still coming.
We just don't know the date.
We're just waiting on the end of the world. One day. Now, how is it going to happen? See, I've never heard him say, "How is it going to blow up? Is it going to burn? Are we all going to be murdered? What's going to happen?" I need to know these things.
There's going to be stages.
Oh,
but
okay.
There's going to be stages of the end time, but the ultimate is supposed to be burned up by fire.
Oh, that could be bad.
Yeah. The entire earth.
No, but will it be quick? Like if we fall out of a window quick? Or do we have to deal with this for days?
I don't know, but the best way is to receive Christ as your Lord and
that'll
Savior.
Save
yes,
yes,
that'll
yes.
save you.
Yes,
that'll save you.
Now, do you get ascended when the world starts to burn before?
I think there's going to be a great war before it burns.
Well, that could happen.
Yeah.
Because we're very warlike.
Right.
Especially in this country. We like the war.
I know. Of all countries.
I know.
The greatest country in the world, the richest and the most famous. But we can't get along. We have to kill one
army.
Another. Yeah,
got
we
a
do.
Big army. What do you think about that, Adam?
I would think what she's saying is very logical.
See, when the end of the world comes, all the gyms will burn down.
Well, that would be very good, would it?
Well, what can we do?
Because
what can we do?
After then, is a new heaven.
You know,
and
me
a new
and
earth.
My fitnaholism or gym, whatever you call it, gymaholic.
Gymaholic.
But does the
exerholic?
What will it be? The buffets will all go up, and the gyms will all go up.
That would not be a very good thing, would it?
No.
No, but you know that's how it goes when the end of the world comes.
You know, my support of local businesses and all you can eat. And you know when I go to those places, they make sure that the chefs are ready at my beck and call, because their creations will go in my stomach and I'll be very happy about it.
So Linda's got the love group on today, the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think
Singles
about that,
conference.
Adam?
Yeah,
what
we,
do you
need,
think?
We need to learn about respecting each other and having a healthy relationship. Understand that you will have struggles, disagreements, but you can learn from that. And you'll grow and learn more about each other, and I think it's a good thing. And we have a lot of this I want it now philosophy in 2021, people doing things online, expecting their fantasy boyfriend or girlfriend, and it doesn't always work out that way.
No.
And you know, if you meet a soulmate, you have to nurture it. I mean, maybe you're not right for each other. Maybe it's a fling. But
maybe so.
I think Linda and her guests can delineate that.
Well, don't marry a fling.
Right, absolutely.
See, you have to know, is it a fling?
Right.
And you also know, if you are questioning, is that person nuts? Because people do that. They go, ooh, that's a little, that behavior is a little suspect.
Right, right.
But still, they go and marry them.
Now, I know, because they're thinking that they can change the person. That's what that's about.
See, that's where they make him. You can't change
huge
anybody.
Mistake, huge.
People think, I've heard people say, well, I thought I could help them. Now, they never say the word change.
Right.
They say help. But you can't help those people.
That don't want to be helped.
They don't want to be helped. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to be helped, they wouldn't act that way.
Right. They're happy with themselves.
What do you think, Adam?
I would tend to agree. You have to nurture each other and be a team. When you're in a relationship, you're a team. And people, I think, we're a little too selfish sometimes, but you got to give to get and solve problems together, and you learn about each other when you do that. And with me, sometimes I find I'm more people smart than I think I am. But every day brings a surprise. Every day you wake up, you learn something. You learn something every day.
I'm always mystified. Why do people think they can change people?
Well, I'm a stubborn old mule sometimes.
Because they're really not what they want.
Well, that's right. And but they see, I'm not sure what they like. Do they like the comfortability of that person? Do they like how they look? Do they? We're a very superficial society right now, and that's why I think the gyms are bad. And I've said this many times on the air that the gyms are bad because I think they're just the new dating pool. Now, see, people, when I say the gyms are bad, people think I'm talking about exercise. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise in your gym, exercise in your garage, your home gym.
Right.
The problem is when you go to a public gym, it turns into more of a social thing. And people are taking selfies of themselves, and people are doing this sort of thing. And I think they're not really there. Have you seen how people dress at the gym?
Yes, last time I was
very
there.
Provocative.
Oh, yeah.
Provocative.
Yeah.
You mean like short shorts and...
Well, short shorts and all kinds of, you know, clothes you would not wear to the grocery store.
We have another guest coming, and something tells me it's a special event for this person.
We have a guest coming?
But it's a special event for this person also.
Today?
Yeah, he told me 5 minutes. He just messaged me.
Oh,
it's a special event for this. Well, we'll leave it at that.
But we don't know who it is. Have you been here before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
We'll leave you folks in suspense.
Have you ever heard a person say, I see something in you that you don't see yourself?
Yes.
And I'm going to help bring that to fruition.
Yes.
So we have, people can set up and think in their minds, well, I like this about this guy or that about that guy, but I know he can be better than that. And that's why they think they can.
I'm going to go use the boys' room. No, we don't have a key for it, do we? We can just go, right?
I hope so.
There's no like key hanging on a...
Just go in, okay. Go in the door.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
My live video.
All right.
All right.
Enjoy, Adam. All right.
I'm very fast.
53 and a half minutes past the hour here, chatting with Linda Sims, whose program will be on today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., relationship advice, marriage advice, and then tomorrow. Do we know who the guest is tomorrow, Linda, 4:10 to 5 Tuesday?
It'll be a telephone interview. Don Woodward.
Oh, okay. Now, what do you make of the political situation now locally? It's been very angry lately, is how I characterize that? I don't know why we're so angry locally.
I think it stems down from the head. I do.
You think that's what... Well, see, we had this whole issue with the auditor mm-hmm. that just went completely nuts. And then we had the issue with the judge, and he's still out there trying to get things done. And then we had the Republican Party releasing statements about the Democratic Party. And it just seemed like everybody's at everybody's throats downtown. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it like that.
The climate has changed dramatically since the other said party has come into power.
Well, I don't know why we have to be angry all the time. I would think at some point locally, you know, they see these people, you see each other at restaurants, you see each other in the grocery store, you see each other in other places. I don't know why when you're at work you've got to be so angry.
I don't either, because this is not the first. We have elections, what, every year just about? Every 2 years, every 4 years, right. So, what's the big deal? We change powers all the time, right?
You would think. You would think that everything would be hunky-dory and fine and onward and upward.
But it's as if this is her first time in power.
Oh, that is too true. But, you know, for some of them, it is their first time in power.
And that's true.
And you think that figures in?
You could.
Yeah, it very well might. I think that that has a lot to do with it, as a matter of fact. I think if you're new to it, you don't really understand a lot of things.
But you still have to respect people and their opinions.
We do, but we don't tolerate other people's opinions very well anymore.
I see.
And I don't know why. It's become an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. So, marriage advice coming up today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. with Tim. And who was the other guest?
Kimba.
Oh, Kimba. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Is that the credit union? Sure. Is that the credit union, or is that? That's Kimba.
Kimba.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it Kimba, the credit union, right?
I don't know about the credit union, but...
No, I don't know.
There's a Kimba credit union.
Oh, is there a Kimba credit union? And what's coming up on your show today, Adam? Just momentarily?
A podge of music trivia, Stump the DJ, political talk, maybe some baseball talk. Maybe I'll do some celebrity.
Hey, you know what? Our favorite bus driver, Sarah Burgraff, who calls in here a lot, said she had a song to stump you with, but you weren't here that particular day.
Sarah, smile and Sarah.
Sarah, are you listening? You've got 3 minutes. What was that song lyric you wanted to stump Adam with? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Sarah, are you out there? Do you have a stump? Stump?
Yeah, do you have Stump the DJ.
Do you have a Stump the DJ for Adam here momentarily before we go off the air? I don't remember what that song was. Did you know John Mellencamp lived on a commune? We've learned that recently.
Oh, possibly. He's also had some.
Oh, you did know that?
Johnny Cougar, John Cougar, John Cougar Mellencamp, John Mellencamp, a man of many monikers. So our special guest is here, and you know, something's unusual about him. Oh, yeah. He looks older. He looks a little teeny tiny bit older.
Almost
just a little
birthday.
Teeny tiny bit older. Now, I wonder why he looks older. What do you think, Linda? Why does he look a little bit older?
I don't know. I think he does look different than I've seen him last
birthday?
Time.
Is it a birthday today?
Yes, it is.
All right. What
happy
number?
Happy birthday.
50-something.
50-something. Moving right along.
All right.
50-something.
Now, we're all gonna sing. Ready, Linda?
Yeah, why not?
Ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear William. Happy birthday to you and many more.
That's right.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Scott.
You are welcome. Yes, yes.
We are birthday people right here, don't we?
Birthdays are a big
happy
deal.
Birthday to you, Scott, and it was a big one.
Yeah.
It was a big, big one.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Now, with 2 minutes left to go, Adam, you've got the program up next, so it's just Stump the DJ and...
Yeah, we'll do some political talk, some... current news stories, the usual sarcasm, because any show with Adam is going to have sarcasm, wisecracks, and puns, and who knows what else. We'll take phone calls. Anything you want to talk about, you want to play Stump the DJ, give me a tune from 73 to 87, and I will try to guess it, sing it, etc. May have our special guest talk about his artwork, which is quite outstanding, to put it mildly. And anything else that we can manage to muster up here on the airwaves?
Coming up in about 15 minutes after news, weather, and obits. And Linda, you will be on today from 4:10 to 5, and it will be... people need this. They need marriage help.
Yes, they do.
Because people are unhappy right now.
Yes.
I can tell. I see
them. We all can, yeah.
I see them out in public, and they are unhappy to be married.
Right.
Yeah. And I think, now, is there ever a point, do your guests believe it's ever good to be divorced?
Well, biblically, there's only like two or three reasons to be divorced. And that's adultery, abuse, and the other one is, there's one more. Oh, my gosh. Abuse, adultery, because God presented marriage to be to death do you part.
But sometimes you might have to cash in your chips.
Yeah.
Even though things might get a little rough.
You can be, some people can not be pleased to dwell with you.
That's true.
And that's the reason for a divorce. That's the third one.
Well, I tell you what, we thank Linda Sims. We thank Adam Rupp for being here. Wills for stopping by, who I think will be along on Adam's show next hour. And I'll be back tomorrow morning. Oh, Mike Wilson will be on today as well. Mike will be on today from 5 until 6.
5 to 6.
So stay tuned. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
How to recognize somebody's stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day. And,
oh, gosh.
And it shook it up. It didn't come down, but... I thought about taking